Shalom. Isaiah 34. This is a scripture that's extremely pertinent right now. I've been reading it for years, but it's been opened up to me in a way that I've never seen because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that you anoint the ears and the eyes and the hearts of those to have understanding. And if any way they should repent or I should repent, please bring in your correction. Give us this gift that you might show us mercy. Come near you nations to hear and hearken you people. Let the earth hear and all that is therein, the world and all the things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations. Nobody's getting away with anything. He has utterly destroyed them. He has delivered them to slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses. And the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falls off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the trees. Now this is a prophecy about the tribulation and the judgment of the nations because of their wickedness. Because God is indignant and he is going to bring in destruction. There's a scripture, I believe it's at the end of Hebrews, that says, it's Romans, that God has given them or caused them to be disobedient that he might show his mercy. So, oh, the mysteries of God. Now this other scripture, let's look at 2 Peter 3:12 here, and then the book of Revelation 6:13. Oops. Please bear with me a moment. 2 Peter 3:12. Looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, or with a burning intense heat. Revelation 6:13. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Edomia and upon the people of my curse to judgment. Who were the Edomians? They were Arabs. Sorry, you guys. That's just the facts. From Edomia over in Jordan. They usurped the rightful place of the Jews because the Jews were defaulted because of their sin and not keeping God's commandments in covenant with him. Verse 6, the sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness. And with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozra. That's over in Jordan, in Petra. It's a huge ancient city. And a great slaughter in the land of Edomia. And the unicorn shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls. And their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. What is the controversy of Zion? Jerusalem. Who owns Jerusalem? The the Hashemite kingdom of Jordan says, and they have the keys to the Temple Mount. And they have jurisdiction, the waqf, over the temple. And the Israelis just guard it. And it's contention. It's the controversy. And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land shall become burning pitch. Sounds like Sodom and Gomorrah down at the Dead Sea in ancient times. Shall not be quenched, but this hasn't happened yet. Night nor day, the smoke thereof shall go up forever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. But, so it's possible, I just got this flash. If you look down the Kidron Valley, in the Valley of Gehenna, runs by the Silwan Valley, and the Mount of Olives, the Temple Mount's there, and then the Mount of Jehoshaphat in the King's Valley, and the Mount of Olives, and you keep going down, there's this huge rift. It's a fault line for an equator, for earthquakes. There's been huge earthquakes, as the time in Josiah says in Isaiah 6. Isaiah 1, it was the earthquake during the reign of the king. And this particular Rift Valley goes all the way down to the Dead Sea, where actually Sodom and Gomorrah come through. I'm not sure if it's right by Masada or where, but the pitch, and it's going to be pitch and dust and brimstone, and land shall become burning pitch. Shall not be quenched night nor day, and the smoke thereof shall go up forever. From generation to generation shall lie waste, and shall pass through forever and ever. But this is about the controversy over Zion. Where's Zion? Where's Zionists? Not talking political. Let's not get carnal here. Let's not get, oh, it's Israel or Jerusalem. No, there is some Mount Zion. Spent hours and hours and days praying there. And doing watches there and reading scriptures. This place is Zion. This place is Zion. It's a controversy over what is spiritually belongs to the Lord and His house and His mountain. It's spiritual warfare. It's principalities and powers. It's the Hebrews 13, the Mount Zion, with the assembly. Shall we read about the assembly on Mount Zion? Let's read about it. Let's remind ourselves. Let me remind myself. It's Hebrews 12. Excuse me. And so he's talking about Moses, the law, in Hebrews 13. So 17, 18. For you are not come to the mount that might be touched, that burned with fire, nor to blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of the words which they that heard entreated in the word should not be spoken to them anymore. Don't talk to us. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. Exodus 9:11. This is where Moses received the law, Jabal laws, and in the Saudi Peninsula. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Deuteronomy 9:19. But you, this is a controversy. Controversy over Mount Zion, that you are come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Now that is not an earthly city, because God cannot be contained in a city. The heavenly Jerusalem, there it says right there. It's an interdimensional shift into something that we as humans only have partial access to if we're spirit-filled, if we're filled with the Holy Spirit, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, right, the firstborn of God, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaks, for if they escaped not who refused him that spoke on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven. Don't listen to any other voices but the heavenly voice, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, yeah, once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yea, once more, signifies that the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. This is a controversy of Zion. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to those other voices. You better listen to the heavenly voice. Okay. So none shall pass through it forever and ever. The Dead Sea. But the cormoran and the bittern shall possess it. The owl also and the raven shall dwell in it. And he shall stretch out upon it the line of confusion and the stones of emptiness. This is the desert. These are the wastelands. These are the wilderness. And they shall call the nobles thereof to the kingdom, but none shall be there. And all her princes shall be nothing. And the thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof, and it shall be a habitation of dragons and a court for owls. Where? Idumea, Bozra. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the wild beasts of the island, and the satyr shall cry to his fellow, and the screech owl shall also rest there and find for herself a place of rest. And there shall the great owl make her nest, and lay and hatch and gather under her shadow. And there shall the vultures also be gathered, every one with her mate. Seek you out of the book of the Lord, and read, no one of these shall fail, none shall want her mate. For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them, and he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it to them by line. They shall possess it forever, from generation to generation shall they dwell therein. Why is this significant? Because this is a reflective verse from the one of verse 11, where it talks about these wild animals, okay, these night creatures and unclean birds, shall stretch out upon it the line of confusion and the stone of emptiness. This is Idumea. This is Bozra. Okay. And he, the Lord, casts lots for them, the lot for them, and his hand has divided it to them by line. And they shall possess it forever, from generation to generation shall they dwell therein. Those, right? Unclean birds, which represent what? Powers. Spiritual powers. They don't really represent birds. They're demons of different kind that dwell in the wilderness, and everyone has her mate. Look out of the book of the Lord and read, none of these shall fail. None shall want her mate, for my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. So, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I even have some of these scriptures inscribed on my wedding ring. And little did I know, little did I understand, what they meant, because the book is open and he's written them. And this is for the controversy of Zion. For the controversy of Zion, there's a demonic unveiling in the wilderness. And God's sword, the Lord Adonai Sabaoth, is like after them. God bless you in Jesus' name.